One in four of the population suffer from a mental health problem. And according to Fran Gorman from the Mental Health Foundation, the most common are depression and anxiety. But since most of us feel depressed or anxious at some point, how do we know if this is actually a serious enough problem to need help and treatment?
I think really when you've got something that is prolonged, it's more than a day or a week, or something that's just caused by something significant, maybe a bereavement or a loss of job or anything like that. It's when every day maybe you don't feel like getting out of bed, loss of appetite, loss of libido, maybe you might withdraw, relationships with friends and family might peter off. So it's anything like that really. It's when your mental health kind of affects your daily living. So if you think it's going on for a long period of time, that's when you kind of need to seek help, really.
And how might that get to that point? Because you might start off and think, well, it's just a few days, or it was triggered by a job loss or something. Then what is it that leads it on to become something that's actually a mental health problem?
It becomes a problem when you don't get help. And I think if you let something go on for a long time, it's going to get worse and worse the more you kind of you keep it a secret and you don't talk to somebody. You know, small things will then become big things because you're not equipped mentally to deal with the daily things that might happen in your life. So routine will just become a nightmare, or anything will just become very, very difficult and will strain, you know, put a strain on your mental health.
If you do think you might be heading towards that kind of a scenario, what are some of the things that you can do?
I mean, there are basic things to do kind of right at the beginning if you think you're suffering. Basic things like exercise is a really, really good thing if you're feeling low, because exercise releases natural endorphins very, very quickly. Also, your diet, you know, be very healthy, avoid processed sugary foods, avoid too much alcohol because that's actually a depressant. Make sure that, you know, at work you're not put under too much pressure. Just make sure that your daily living, that you're being as nice to yourself as possible. And then if those things aren't helping, then you need to go and get help. Go to your GP straight away and talk to them about how you're feeling.
They sound sort of eminently sensible, but maybe not the first things you'd think of when you're feeling a bit down. What do we normally do, and how useful is that?
Some people will just ignore how they're feeling and they'll just think, I can cope by myself. And I think in the UK we've got a very much an attitude of pull your socks up, get on with it, you'll be okay. We need to change that. We need to change those attitudes. And you know, you shouldn't be ashamed, you shouldn't feel guilty if you're feeling down, because it's actually the worst thing you can do. If you keep it a secret and you don't talk to anybody, it's going to actually be very, very detrimental to you. So I think also talk to people, talk to friends, talk to family, that's what they're there for.
Is there any danger, perhaps, though, that if we lose this attitude of kind of pull your socks up, you'll be okay, that we'll always end up being a bunch of wimps, so at any opportunity we'll just go, oh no, I've got a problem?
Hopefully not. I think if you think, okay, you want to help yourself as early on as possible, then hopefully we can bring down the figure of one in four. And I think the attitude of pull your socks up is leading to that high figure. And so, you know, something does have to be changed. And just think that our mental health is just as important as your physical health.
And you say, are those the same sort of things that you would do if you wanted to ensure that you remain mentally healthy? Because obviously you may not actually have a problem at this time, but you obviously want to avoid one developing in the future.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't predict what's going to happen. You might have a car crash, which means that you're going to have post-traumatic stress disorder. After having a baby, you know, you might suffer with postnatal depression. There are all sorts of things that can trigger a mental health problem. So if you can make sure that you're as well as you can be mentally by looking after yourself and looking after your body, then that's going to help if something does happen.
And if you were to go to your GP and say, I think I need some sort of help, what's the likely process and who would he refer you to?
Normally a GP will refer you to a counsellor if they think that that's the best thing to do. They'll ask how you've been feeling, what are the symptoms, how long it's been going on for, and it's really up to the GP what kind of decision they make. If they don't decide to refer you for counselling, there's also the option that you can pay for private counselling, or, you know, call national helplines like Samaritans, you know, get their advice. Don't just stop at your GP if you're not happy with what they've told you. You know, maybe see another GP or go somewhere else. I think it is very much you need to look out for yourself and don't always take a knockback. If you are feeling sensitive, you think, oh, it's easy, I'll just leave it, that's the worst thing you can do. Do push for yourself.
And because there are so many different types of counselling available, how do you make a decision about which one's going to suit you?
I think if you don't know much about counselling, you know, do reading, look on the web, speak to GPs, speak to other counsellors about it, and speak to people on national helplines and find what might be best depending on what kind of problem you've got. If you suffer with something like a panic attack, you will need practical advice on how to breathe, and you will need to say, okay, I'm suffering with panic attacks, okay, I know how to handle it. So there are practical things that you can do. At the same time, if your mental health problems are something that have been brought on by maybe things back in your childhood or a significant significant events, you might need to have psychotherapy to talk through those kind of things in a lot more detail and for a longer amount of time. So it really does depend on the mental health problem as to what kind of counselling you should have.
That's Fran Gorman from the Mental Health Foundation.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.